Good afternoon. I'm coming through loud and clear there. It is amazing to see you all and really a great pleasure to me to welcome you all into the service this afternoon. And all week it's been in my head that it was a homecoming service and that you were coming back into SBC just to enjoy some time here. So it's great to have everyone here that we haven't seen for some time, and it's lovely to have those of you here who have been every week for ever and ever and ever, but a special welcome to those who have not been for some time. We've got a few songs this afternoon. We are going to take communion together, and Nathan's going to give us a brief word and bless us with that. So it should all flow as seamlessly as something with no seams, but we just want to make sure that you feel really, really welcome here this afternoon. Let's, before we do anything else, do the best thing. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for this glorious day. And Lord, we thank you for every glorious day. And for some of the grotty ones in between too, Father, we know that you give us breath and you sustain us. And Lord, you bring us through the dark and the light with the same love and grace and mercy. And Father, we thank you for that. And we want to praise you and worship you together as a real family together this afternoon. And we want to give you all of the praise and the honor and the glory. And we thank you for everything that you give to us, every breath that you give, and every day that you sustain us. Amen. And in that vein, stand if you're able. If you wish to remain seated, that's fine, whatever's the most comfortable. But we're going to start our service with "To God Be the Glory." you. Please do take your seats again. And we are going to spend just a little time in prayer, praying for those who are still not able to be here this afternoon. We know that there are quite a few who would like to be here with us too. So we'll just bring them to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, we do indeed thank you for those who are gathered here. But Father, we know that there are some who are really not well enough to be here this afternoon. And we bring them to you now. And Lord, we especially want to remember Andrew. And Lord, he wanted for all the world to be here. And we pray that you would bless him as he catches up with this service later. And Lord, we pray for his mobility and his pain levels. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to pour out your grace into his life. And Lord, we pray for those in the fellowship who are not so well, for those who are currently in hospital. Lord, for those who have a daily struggle to get through everything. And Father, for those who deal with pain and have to cope with daily living on top of all of that. And Father, we do thank you that you increase what you give to us. Lord, we're going to sing later that as our afflictions grow greater, that your mercy still pours out on us. And Father, we know that we can do all things through him who conquers. So Father, we want to praise you. We want to make this a special time where we do bless your holy name. And Lord, we want to come before the communion table and receive your forgiveness and your salvation through your precious blood. That all of these things we thank you for, and we want to honour you this afternoon. And Lord, we pray that you would accept our praise and worship, and that you would accept our humble, thankful hearts. Amen. And one song that Andrew did want us to sing, so it sums everything up really that we've just said. What a friend we have in Jesus. And as we look at the communion table, it's all our sins and griefs to bear, and then everything that we carry to God in prayer. So again, if you're able, if you would like to, do stand and join with us. Thank you. just a few verses from God's Word. This is Psalm 25, and familiar verses, just starting at verse 4. And it says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord." And we had our all-age service this morning, and the children were with us, and Ricky was speaking about people who sort of said, "Oh, I wish I'd done something naughty in my youth so that I had a really good testimony." And he was sort of saying, don't think like that. It's no great shakes, and that he would have been a very lost soul if he hadn't come to know Christ a little bit later in his early 20s. So it's important that we whatever journey we've had, that we still appreciate it and we give our testimony of faith, whether it's a woo-woo testimony or whether it's just a, I've lived a long life of faith and followed God's footsteps, and that's the best way to be. And we've got another song. Let's remain seated and sing this one. And this just really sums everything up. He lavishes grace as our burdens grow greater. He sends us more strength as our labours increase. So let's lean hard into God's everlasting arms.
Offers more blessings to multiply joy.
Amen. Lean hard, lean on the everlasting arms. And now Nathan's going to come and just give us a short word.
Good afternoon, everyone. Very good to see you all here this afternoon. It's so good to be here, and most of all to see your lovely faces here today, and especially for those of you who are joining us or rejoining us again for a service. Perhaps it's been a little while since you've been here, so it's really good to see you, and it's just great to worship God together. Thank you, Bev, worship team, for leading us in worship today. As I was praying about what I could share with you today from God's word and thinking about the purpose of this service, as we are looking to welcome back those who are unable to be with us week in, week out on a Sunday morning. And I was led in prayer to this well-known psalm, Psalm 122. And I'm going to read it in your hearing, and then I'm going to look at the same psalm from the Message rendering. And it reads like this. It's a psalm of David. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. Amen. Message rendering, just a few verses. It says, when they said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. My heart leaped for joy. And now we are here in Jerusalem, inside Jerusalem's walls. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I want to talk for just a few moments from this subject today. It's great to be here. It's great to be here. Friends, I recently came across an online article that was actually put together at the close of last year, in December. And the theme of the article, friends, was geared towards research undertaken by serial travelers and the analysis taken from reader votes and current trends in our society and world today, looking at where people are traveling the most. What are some of the hot spots that people are galvanizing towards today? Where are some of the most popular places that people want to go and visit in our world today? And as a result of this research, friends, there came a little research analysis of a top five go-to visit list. Are you ready for this five? The first one, not coming in at number one, is none other than Paris. Paris. Trips to the Eiffel Tower and perhaps enjoying a beautiful croissant overlooking the beautiful city of Paris. It's a great destination for many. Number two, Bora Bora. Bora Bora. This French Polynesian island, known for its sheer tranquility, tropical beauty, with picturesque scenery. Beautiful to look at, isn't it? Number three, Glacier National Park. Beautiful. Known for its snow-capped peaks, alpine meadows, and officially known as America's most striking parks. Number four, Rome. Of course, when in Rome, one must visit Vatican City and peruse the stunning artifacts and buildings dating right back even to the 4th century. Number five, the Swiss Alps. Snow-covered mountains. That's all right, here we go. Snow-covered mountains. And if that's your thing, if that's your required taste, then the Swiss Alps is certainly a great place to visit. Charming towns with picturesque meadows. The Swiss Alps provides a wonderful, wonderful, serene place to visit. But friends, as I was thinking about this article, as good as it is to visit such destinations, if we were afforded the privilege, maybe some of you have been to one of these destinations before. But as good as these places may be and beautiful to visit, I believe nothing beats a good place of familiarity. Yes, we can go on a plane and travel to various parts of this world, but for me personally, nothing beats going back home to Southeast London, walking around Catford, going to Foster Memorial Park, taking a trip down Torridon Road. Oh yes, it may not provide some of the beautiful, serene pictures that we saw on the screen, but for me, it's a place of home, a place of familiarity, a basic, no-frills experience. Nothing fancy, but it makes you feel at home. I like going to the local barbershop and seeing people that you haven't seen for a long time, bumping into old faces. Because as much as it's great to visit those lovely, lovely places all over the world, I believe home comforts must be at the top of the list. And King David, in this psalm, he perhaps shares the sentiments of this home comfort experience. He says that there's no place like the presence of God. And he says, I was glad when the congregation of believers, when they said to me, let us go. Go where, David? Into the house of the Lord. So the first point I want to leave with you today, there's no place like the presence of God. Yes, we can be in awe of some of these wonderful, wonderful experiences in this world. But I believe nothing can beat the presence of Almighty God. It's a feeling that is indescribable. The words in our English vocabulary, it really fails us to really sum up the worth and the value of God's presence to us. And for David, he writes with such passion and enthusiasm. He says, I was glad, I was happy, I was full of joy when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. And David, why should we be glad? Why should we be full of joy in our hearts? Why should we be overjoyed and overcome with words that we can't even put on paper? It's indescribable. Why, David? Well, David says the reason why is because, here it is, you can celebrate with others. You can celebrate with others. No one wants to go to a party and no one is there. I remember a couple years ago, I was invited to a family friend, her birthday party, and she shares my culture and background from Jamaica. And the party was scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Now, when you're experienced like myself, when it comes to Caribbean parties, you know that when they say 7 p.m., that is just a ballpark figure. So I was smart. So I arrived at 7:30, thinking that, but give them half an hour leeway. By then, certainly the party should be started. Only to discover that there was no one there. The DJ hadn't even arrived. No one wants to go to a celebration, to a party, and no one is there. And such was the case for David. He was glad when others also said to him, let's go. And whenever we come to church and God gives us the privilege of being in the number in a service, one of the reasons why that's so special is because, yes, we can live the Christian life individually and we pray on our own, we can worship on our own, we can read the Bible on our own. Absolutely. And with modern technology now, you can even watch and peruse services online at home, at the comfort of your home. We saw that during the pandemic, didn't we? But I believe there's nothing better than coming together in person when we can to praise and worship God together. But I also want to say, for David, here in Psalm 122, the reason why gathering together for Jerusalem, the reason why that was so important to him and special to him, is because the presence of God in that day was confined to an ark. The ark of the Lord. It represented the presence of God. And when the ark of the Lord was taken into Jerusalem, started off in the house of Obed-Edom, and after a long process, David was able to transport the ark into Jerusalem. And you remember the story, how David danced before the Lord with all of his might when the ark of the Lord was transported into Jerusalem. But the reason why those ancient Jews valued meeting together in the tent, in that meeting place, was because the presence of God was there. So they felt they had to be there in the meeting or they would miss the presence of the Lord. And could it be even today that for some of us, that perhaps because of medical issues and other related issues, that we're unable to always come out to church every week? And could it be that we're asking the question, I really miss being in the number. I miss experiencing the presence of God as we worship together as brothers and sisters in Christ. But I want to close by encouraging us, if you feel that way, if you feel that I'm missing out as the others are meeting together here in the church building, I want to encourage you today, this afternoon, that the building is not the church. Yes, for David and those ancient Jews, the ark of the Lord in that meeting place, it represented the presence of God. But now as New Testament believers, we no longer need to have the ark of the Lord in the meeting place. Because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So now the presence of God is not confined to a tent or a tabernacle or a meeting place. But now everywhere we go, we can experience the presence and the freedom of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So be encouraged today. You may not be able to get to the building each week for worship, but you can be a worshiper outside of the building. At home, you can be a worshiper. Look at the language here in this psalm. In verse number 5, David says, "There stand the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls." Within your walls. David is praying that where the presence of God would reside in Jerusalem, that within the walls of Jerusalem, that there will be peace within the walls. But I want to encourage us today as New Testament believers that the peace of God is not just confined to this building. But wherever you are, the peace and the presence of God can minister to each and every one of you. Yeah, you don't have to be here. Yes, it's good to be here. If we can be here, it's good to be here. But God understands if you are unable to get here all the time. He understands if you're struggling with medical issues. He understands if you're just not feeling strong enough to come out to the building. Because his peace and his presence, it resides outside of the building. Amen. So, be encouraged today that wherever you go, the presence of the Lord goes with you. The presence of God is always near you, even if you can't get to the building. Celine Dion, the singer, she pens a song. She sings a song, "All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore." Could it be that maybe you're feeling isolated and lonely? Saying, "I don't want to be by myself anymore." But I'm here to encourage you that because of Jesus and because of the Holy Spirit, none of us have to live all by ourselves. You may live at home by your own, but God is with you. His peace, his power, his presence is with you. God is with us, in us, through us, and around us. And he is leading us from faith to faith, victory to victory, and glory to glory. Amen. The presence of the Lord for David was confined to an ark. It represented the presence of God. But the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he let them know, "Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" It's not just confined to this building, but each and every one of us, we are a temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So be encouraged today that God does not just reside in this building, but God resides in and through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Bev. Okay.
We're going to share communion together this afternoon too. So it was moved for a baptism. So we have had communion this morning, but we're having communion this afternoon as well. And Nathan's going to preside over that. If any of the deacons who are here could... We've got Graham and Paul. We've got plenty, haven't we? We've got plenty. That'd be great. Thank you.
Come with a heart of praise and worship to God when we meet together, but also to celebrate one of the ordinances of the church. This is a direct order coming from Jesus Christ himself to the church. One is baptism and the other is the Lord's communion, his body and his blood that was shed for us. So as we pause to celebrate this meal, as we think about the individual and also the collective, just like David, I was glad when they said unto me, plural and also individual, we too can remember the sacrifice of Jesus for our personal salvation, but also thinking about each other and the world that Jesus died for, that this sacrifice is not just for us, but it's also for the world. Amen. I invite Paul to come. He's going to lead us in a prayer of thanks for the bread and for the wine.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you're our Lord, that you're risen, and you're seated at the Father, and you invite us to take part of, Lord, these emblems, Lord, this day. And we ask, Lord, that you just bless them to us.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, he records these words, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which I also now deliver unto you. The same night that our Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, gathered around a table with his disciples, he said to them, take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken and given for you. This do ye in remembrance of me. Amen. As you are now served what represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please do eat as you receive it, and be grateful in your hearts. Amen. In like manner, he then took the cup, and he said these words, this cup is the new covenant that will now be in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it. Do it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat from the bread and we drink from this cup, we do show forth and proclaim the Lord's death until that great promise that one day the Lord Jesus shall make his return. Amen. As you are now served what represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary, please do retain your cups until we've all been served, and then we'll drink together as a sign of our unity through the blood. Amen. Thank you. Let us drink together now the blood of Jesus Christ for your sins and for mine. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for all that the cross means to us as believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you today for the message that, unlike David, who had to meet in a tent, a meeting place, to experience the presence of God, and those ancient Jews that would meet together, and they were glad and overcome with joy. But we thank you that for, as New Testament believers, that your presence is no longer confined to a chest and to an ark, but now your presence lives within us. And that's only made possible through Jesus Christ. We thank you that we no longer need a priest to go into the holies of holies on our behalf. That we thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, each and every one of us, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we pray, Lord, that we will continue to value meeting together, but also we're mindful that even if we are unable to meet together each week, that your presence does not reside in this building, but your presence is within us, because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to comfort, to lead, and to guide each and every one of us, wherever we may be, even if we're unable to make it out here on a weekly basis. We pray that your Spirit will continue to minister to each and every one of us as we continue to look to Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. To you be the glory now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
To a close now and sing In Christ Alone. And it says, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. And that's a great thing to be able to say over yourself in any situation. And then we wait, we'll go through to the back hall, and there's some light refreshments through there. The baking ladies have been baking again, Pat, and thank you, grateful to that, and Julie's been laying it all out, Julie Stride, so stay for a little while and have a cup of tea and a piece of cake and everything with us together and continue the fellowship. That'll be really great. But stand if you will, or remain seated, and we'll sing In Christ Alone. The song that we sang during communion was In Full and Glad Surrender, chosen for us by Michael. So thank you, Michael. And I was reliably informed that it's a Vesper, so it should be at the end of the day. So I'd just like to say the last verse of that as our blessing and our grace over our service this afternoon. Oh, come and reign, Lord Jesus, rule over everything, and keep me always loyal and true to thee, my King. Amen. Bless you. Do stay behind and have something to eat with us. There's loads and loads out there, so do stay and have some. Enjoy it. We will play What a Friend We Have in Jesus, I think. Thank you.